Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And a few new episodes in the Mormon Channel series Give Back have just been released, and they both have to do with service projects that aim to improve urban neighborhoods around the Los Angeles area. And we've spoken previously about one of the projects, the Compton Junior Posse Equestrians, but there was another project where LDS singles got to help tutor young students at a local Baptist church. And Larry Eastland is a former Singles Ward bishop from the Santa Monica Ward who got his congregation involved in these projects, and he joins us on the phone today from California to discuss what their experiences were like there. Thank you for joining us, Larry.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So how did you find these projects to get involved with?
Well, in fact, the one that you just mentioned with the Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church is particularly close to my heart. I had been a Marine Corps officer some 40 years ago, and a fellow Marine that I served with in Vietnam was an African-American Marine officer. He and I became reacquainted about 9 or 10 years ago after years of absence. And as it happened, his daughter was killed in a car accident. And I spoke at her home church on behalf of Marine Corps families and met the pastor there. And he and I became friends, and because we had the resources, meaning young single adults, and he had the need, meaning high school students who needed tutoring, it very quickly became evident that we could combine those two to everybody's benefit.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you've lived in the LA area for a while now. What have you observed the need for volunteers is like in that area?
The need for volunteers is tremendous. This is a wonderful community. Los Angeles Unified School District has 194 major languages. Residents who live here from 35 countries, more people live here from those countries than any other place on earth. So this is a wonderfully diverse community. But it's also one with a huge amount of challenges. And one of those is homelessness and inner city issues, where inner city youth need the kind of mentoring, not just tutoring, the kind of mentoring which we're able to provide.
Oh, that's wonderful. And it's so great that you got the singles in your ward involved in this project. And aside from the tutoring help that you mentioned, what other benefits do you think these students got from interacting with the singles in your ward?
I think the biggest is people my age, and I'm certainly far beyond being a young adult of any kind. We can talk with these young people in high school, and they will listen. Mm-hmm. But young single adults are only 3 or 4 years, 5 years older than they are, so they can relate with them, play games with them, mentor them, go to the zoo with them, do other kinds of things with them that give them hope that indeed they can succeed. And that's been the biggest success, is they look up to these young single adults and say, I can do that, because they're close enough to them. It's been terrific.
And I like how you said it's beyond just tutoring. It's life mentoring and helping these kids. You know, they might see a lot of violence and a lot of crime and things in the areas they live in, but if they can see someone who has gone to college and who is living a productive, happy life, hopefully they can desire that for themselves in the future.
It shows them the possibilities of what they can become. And they've been doing this. The ward is still doing this. We started it now for 8 years, every single Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night for 8 years, they've been there tutoring and mentoring, even during the summer.
And how do you think this experience has affected the volunteers, the singles in your ward? What experiences or reactions have you heard from them?
Oh, let me tell you, I think our young single adults gained as much as from anybody. You know, a lot of them come down from Utah and Idaho and other places where they don't have a lot of interaction with people that are come from this different background. I think it helps them understand this greater world and what a tremendous opportunity they have in their life to reach beyond themselves and to find those not just in need, but those desiring to make a change in their life. and the joy of then being part of watching that. I know that, for example, about 3 years ago, we saw the first college graduates come out of that program.
Oh, wow.
When they were in high school and we started tutoring them, they were getting D's and F's.
And look at what they've become now. That's so incredible. And I've mentioned on this program before that my parents are actually the mission presidents in the LA area, and they have said to me, you know, it's like serving in a foreign country. There's so much diversity and so many interesting, incredible people there, and obviously a lot of opportunity to do good. And it's wonderful that your ward's involved. I'm so happy for that. What advice would you offer to other church leaders who are looking for ways to get their congregations involved in local service projects?
I think the first is to define what is possible for them to do. You can't do everything, and you won't have all of it turn out into successes. So you need to define what's possible. What will your members do? How can you challenge them to do more than they thought they could before? And then pick out a project and a group where they can start and see where it leads to. Most, you know, the Savior is our example. And if you notice in the New Testament, almost always the Savior fed and healed before he taught.
Mm-hmm.
And if we will go out and with that in mind, to sit down with a minister or sit down with a church leadership in an area that really needs help and break bread with them and talk about what their needs are, we'll find we have a lot more in common than we ever thought that we did. The second thing I would say is, we need to stop talking about members and non-members. Because remember, in their church, we're non-members. We should talk about members and friends. And that way we understand we're all in it together.
Well, that's wonderful advice. Thank you so much for joining us on our program today, Larry. We really appreciate it.
Happy to, and best of success to everybody.
So to watch this new episode of Give Back, you can visit mormonchannel.org. And for ideas on how to serve individually or as a group, as a ward, or church congregation in your community, you can visit giveback.lds.org. And we're going to close our episode today with a quote from LDS Apostle Elder M. Russell Ballard. And he said, "May we show our love and appreciation for the Savior's atoning sacrifice through our simple, compassionate acts of service." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.